Let us go now to the Skype Maker Hotline and say hello to Brother Andre Marie, who's live at the St. Benedict Center, all the way up in Richmond, New Hampshire, where I'm sure today is a beautiful, beautiful fall day. Brother Andre, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. And today is indeed a beautiful fall day in Richmond, New Hampshire.
And are you feeling bam-tastic today?
Yes, I'm feeling bam-tastic.
He is feeling bam-tastic today. By the by, tonight will be episode number, this is a big day, episode number 200 of Reconquest.
Yeah. 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 Woo. Yeah.
So 200 weeks hath passed since I conned Brother Andre into doing this.
Well, I wouldn't say conned. I was a willing accomplice, Mike.
Yeah, I know. I have to say conned for all the detractors out there. So they can say, well, you see there, it really is a milestone that I think is probably to you, you know, you being the humble person that you are, you're not going to make a big deal out of it, so we have to make a big deal out of it. We already ate the cake, though, folks. If you're wondering if we're having cake and cream, we already had it at the St. Benedict Center. So John Whitney brought the 200th anniversary cake, and it's gone, okay? The cake's been gone for 12 days, so but we're looking forward to episode number 200, so... What is on episode number 200?
Episode number 200 is entitled, wait a minute, I got to get the exact right name, Rejoice, Mary, Destroyer of Heresies.
Ooh, she
And my guest is Sister Maria Philomena. So I think it'll be a good one because, we prepared it fairly carefully and I think it went well.
Well, let me tell you something. Mary, Destroyer of Heresies. Mary, Destroyer of Heresies, you're wanted at the Vatican. Mary, Destroyer of Heresies, line one, you're wanted at the Vatican. I think we need some Mary, Destroyer of Heresies right now in Rome.
Yeah, I kind of think we need her all over the place, all over the church. But yeah, of course, especially in Rome, we need a reform of the church, as they said in the Renaissance. Well, I guess it dates back to the Middle Ages. They would say, in capite et membris, in the head and the members. The head being the Pope, the visible head on earth.
Now, before we get started with what we're going to talk about here today, I don't know what I was searching. I know what I was searching for yesterday. I was trying to find a saint that had gone into a medieval church that had been taken over by Saracens or something and had put in pagan or graven or Mohammedan images in there or idols or whatever and had gone in there with sword and shield, taken a graven or the idols out and brought them outside and burnt them or smashed them or did whatever. And I know I've read these stories. I just could not remember a name. Does that ring a bell for you?
Well, there are lots of stories of saints, including female saints, going into pagan temples and praying, and the idols crash down around them. I briefly heard Matt Gaspers, and he was talking about the Cappadocian saints. He referred to the Cappadocian fathers because St. Basil the Great was one of the Cappadocians. But there was also an earlier Gregory, one of the before Gregory Nazianzen, who was also a Cappadocian.
Okay.
There was St. Gregory Thaumaturgos, Gregory the Wonder Worker. Now, he definitely walked into pagan temples, prayed, and the idols came crashing down.
Incredible.
So that's for sure. But by the way, Mike, this is not something that you had texted me that you wanted to talk about. Wait, actually, no, you did. You said you wanted to talk about Nacho Mama today.
Pachamama, throw Pachamama from the train.
Yeah, I call her Nacho Mama, you know,
Nacho
in an authentic
Mama.
New Orleans accent. That's not your mama, darling. Mary's your mama. That's not your mama. But I was thinking of precedents for this stuff, and you have these liberals, you have these progressivists who are acting like this is some sort of moral outrage. This is some kind of, you know, it's a violation of private property. It's an attack against